And would you believe it, right on cue, David, what can we see in front of us?
Well, we've got Wensleydale in front. It's about three parts of the way through lambing now. You can see it's straining now, but you can't see the legs yet. So, rather than lamb it, we'll just let nature take its course. I'm just going to have to go in now because the lamb's just coming.
Okay.
And I see it's got...
Yep, she's a little bit flighty. She's currently lying down at the moment. Oh, she's going to try and leg it, which they sometimes do. I think she might be having a lamb for the first time.
Oh,
just,
no.
Just going to climb over into the pen, just very slowly and gently. He's just pulled out a lovely little white and grey lamb, and he's just clearing the mucus from the lamb's mouth because it stops them from breathing. So it's very important that you do that straight away. And he's just taken the lamb up to the ewe's nose so she can sniff it and start to lick it to clear it. Airways. David is just looking to see if there's going to be another lamb to follow. I'm just don't think that there is. I'm not going to get too close because she'll run and might stand on the little lamb. So I'm just letting David do what he needs to do just there.
It's interesting, Laura, isn't it, how you said that they put the lamb in front of the mum to kind of lick the lamb. But that's also to do with scent, isn't it? So that they can understand as the lamb grows older which one's theirs.
Yeah, it's all to do with scent and mothering. It's also about circulation, getting the lamb's circulation going, clearing its airways. I think it takes about 10 minutes from being born before it's on its feet. Just going to have a little word with David. He's just re-emerging. She's not looking like she wants to mother it too much, is she, at the moment, David?
No, they sometimes just walk away to try and find themselves somewhere to drop a second lamb. So we give it a few minutes to clean it off, then we'll separate it out into a pen.